FBI to issue a warning. A malware the FBI believes is embedded in 277,000 computers worldwide. They say you may lose your internet service on Monday if you don't do something about it. They've set up a website with info to help. Japan has restarted one nuclear reactor, the first time since last year's tsunami. They shut down all the reactors in the country after the accident and tsunami caused by an earthquake. This is NBC News Radio. There are 45 large wildfires still burning in the West. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren has more.
There is no such thing as a holiday on the fire lines. From Montana to Utah, where almost 3,000 acres have been charred outside Salt Lake City, to California, where flames shot up in the tinder dry ranchland north of Los Angeles.
There is good news for the people of Colorado Springs, where the worst of them is. Firefighters say they should have that fire fully contained by the weekend. Power companies say they've restored 90% of those who lost power in Friday's storms. The Weather Service now estimates that winds topped 70 miles an hour in some places during the storms. And an excessive heat warning remains in effect today for much of the nation. But the Weather Channel's Kelly Cass says there is some relief on the way.
We have to hang in there at least into early next week. That's when we can finally expect to see temperatures go back to average.
I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
As economists peruse every line of every report of the nation's housing market looking for signs of a comeback, the apartment market is red hot and getting ever hotter. Real estate firm Reis reports average apartment rents in this country rose the most in 5 years the second quarter this year to $1,091 a month as vacancy rates on apartments dropped to a 10-year low. 70 is the new 65. When it comes to the ideal retirement age. So concludes a study by Boston College. It finds that even for boomers who lost massive amounts of retirement savings in the market the past few years, most will be okay in retirement if they work a little longer. The key is to delay dipping into savings as long as possible. Study authors tell USA Today they hope the research is reassuring, although that age 70 thing doesn't sound too palatable. Stock futures, a little higher. S&P futures up a fraction. NASDAQ futures up 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free. Plus, receive 2 extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with 2 free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how.
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for...
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us.
And if you are ready, then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now.
First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
Morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this July 5th, 2012. July 5th, sweet Jesus, July 5th. What's going on, July 5th? Where'd the day go? That's all I'm asking. I hope everybody had a great day. I did. In fact, I had such a great day, it turned into today, as I profoundly overslept. But here we are now, and things are good. And we'll get this one done and over with. Absolutely. Hope every one of you also had a good time. And we've got a very busy morning lined up for you. In fact, Jeff and I have got a very busy day today because we're doing double duty both today and tomorrow. So let's take a look at what's going on today, and we'll get this thing going. We'll start off in the next hour with the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. I guess we should actually take a deep breath and take a step back and ask ourselves this question. Is the apocalypse coming? Because Governor Snyder didn't just do the right thing with these voter suppression bills. It wasn't just the right thing. He did the profoundly correct thing. And that just blows my mind. But anyway, we'll have some reaction from that, including our own, but we'll have some reaction from that. Susan Demas with I'm Live and Mirrors will be with us at 7:35. She's got a lot on her mind, and we'll look forward to talking to her. We'll also, I'm sorry, got to back up a little bit again. Jen Paskey will be joining us with the Obama campaign. You know, many of you are aware that the president is doing a bus tour that starts in Toledo, Ohio, today. And so Jen is his traveling press secretary. She will be joining us. And then Susan Demas. And then Kevin Moore, Teamsters Local 299, who, again, has a bunch of good things on his mind as well. And so we will get to all of that. And then on top of that, we were already having some challenges this morning. But we're good. I think we're good. We're on track, and we're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony. Freedom.
Freedom. Let's not complicate it. We don't have to do this long, extended thing, freedom. I mean, we just need to embrace freedom or be happy for it, that we've got it. We can disagree, as we do, on so many issues, but to be free is such a wonderful thing. And, you know, one of the great things about this country is that we are allowed to have these divergent and diverse points of view. And we have the freedom to do that. It's really important, and we shouldn't ever lose focus of that. So every now and then, can we just go, okay, yes, you're okay, I'm okay, and just get over it a little bit, just a little bit? I don't think that that's asking too much, is it? Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrated our 236th birthday yesterday. Let's just be mindful how important it is that we absolutely, positively have and am able to embrace freedom. And freedom is today's first word. Yowza, yowza. Good morning, Jeff. You and I, of course, haven't had a chance to even say hello to each other because I way overslept.
Oh, you didn't even have to mention that. But, yeah, good morning to you.
Well, here's the deal. I'm lying in bed, and all of a sudden, I'm saying to myself, wow, this feels weird. I'm kind of curious why I'm not up yet. I know that sounds really odd, but I'm literally saying that to myself. Why aren't you up yet? I opened my eyes, and I looked at the clock, and it said 5:10. And it didn't immediately hit me. And then all of a sudden I went, oh, sweet Jesus, what the hell are you doing? Get your ass out of bed. So I got up. I called you right away. And, of course, you know, you wanted to engage me in discussion, which I understood, you know, just now to make sure I was going to be here in time. But so, yeah, it freaked me out. Poor Vinny, dude, really needed to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't even stop to let him out. So chances are Mama had to do it. And I apologize, honey. She's not up yet. What's up with this weather? Sweet God.
It's hot.
It is. What did the high get to yesterday?
I don't know what the, I think it was maybe 101. I know the people were tweeting pictures of Comerica Park's temperature, you know, on their scoreboard, and it said 101. But I know the weather people were saying it felt like 105. So whatever the heat index adds on to that, it felt like 105.
Well, I will tell you that the pool got a lot of use yesterday, number one. Number two, I didn't leave underneath the awning at all and drank way too much beer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. But it was, you know, we had a beautiful barbecue. We had, you know, some family, a couple friends over. Just had a really nice time. But it was at 10:30 in the morning, it was 91 degrees. At 10:30. I was like, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, I actually, I think I told you, I went to the gym and just rode my bike over there. And it's like right across the street. Got across the street, and I felt like, man, I'm done for the day. Like, that was it. That was my workout. I was already starting to sweat, and it was a workout just to pedal the bike across the street.
Yeah, no, listen, I set up, like anybody, you know, like you're having people over, you set up chairs in the backyard, whatever. I just did that, came in the house and said to Ann, because I was soaking wet at that point, so, well, I don't need to worry about not going to the gym today, because just doing that, and I literally was soaking wet. I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is just absolutely crazy. But, yeah, it was hot, and, of course, it was not just hot, it was humid. And I always end up with humidity headaches. I don't know. People that get them understand what I mean. But when it's really humid, I get a headache, and they're really difficult to get rid of. In fact, I have one this morning. You can't just take a couple, you know, whatever, Tylenol or Advil, and they don't go away that fast. So you just kind of have to deal with it. But, oh, well, this is what summer, so I'm going to take it. And I probably drove people crazy yesterday saying, well, it's better than winter. It's better than winter because everybody was complaining how hot it was.
I always say that, too, though. I would rather have that than winter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, when we make it big, you and I will just move to a warm weather state because it won't matter where we do the show from. You know, as long as we do a good show and not forget our roots, it doesn't matter if we're here in the Bahamas or wherever.
See, I always think that, like, oh, it'd be so great to live somewhere nice and warm. And then I think my true, like, the inner self says, you'll miss Michigan like that. I mean, Michigan is me. I'm Michigan, basically.
You can always visit.
Visit? I don't know.
No, that's always been my contention, is you can always visit. You don't have to live there forever. As I've never moved and I'm 51,
right,
I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to move there. Or you don't have to live there. You can always come back and visit. I really do believe, I'm going to say this out loud. As I get older, Jeff, I understand why people don't like staying in colder weather.
Why is that?
Because it's tedious.
Does it get rougher on you?
It does get rough. I don't like cold weather. I've never liked it, but the older I get, the less palatable it becomes. So I'm just saying, you know, there's a, I understand. At the same time, we all know that, like, this time of year in the South or in Florida, it's oppressively hot and incredibly humid every single day. And who wants that, right?
Don't you think it's been warmer or maybe more humid or maybe just as humid? Actually, I think it's been warmer and more humid up here than it has down south sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, that's true. But anyway, we'll, you know, we'll work through this. Apparently, it's going to cool off come the weekend a little bit, which is fine with me. Although, you know, we very briefly before we get to the break here, saw an amazing light storm, a light show on my way in this morning with a storm. So maybe, you know, one of the benefits to waking up late was I wouldn't have seen that any other way. But
oh, no, it was going on when I got up this morning.
Okay.
It's been going on for a while. It was like a full, like a, I thought people were taking pictures.
Yeah, but it was stunning. It was absolutely stunning. I mean, the lightning was just amazing. Really impressive. Something about the way Mother Nature puts on a show. She really knows what she's doing. Were you up late enough to see any fireworks? No?
Okay. No, I was just going to say, that's funny. She's like, I got something for you. Fireworks.
Well, you're right, because you couldn't watch the fake ones, so she gave you the natural show this morning. The sky was gorgeous. Unfortunately, it was starting to get light out when I was driving in, and it was beautiful. I got to say that. All right, we'll come back, talk a little Tigers. Disappointing weekend, although they did well yesterday. 101 at Comerica Park. All right, we'll come back and get this thing going. 888-552-3595. I'm also under the suspicion that a lot of people have the rest of the week off because there was zero traffic on my way in today. All right, we'll take the break. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
With Tony Triano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking the commute. The wet pavement is causing problems out there. We got an accident over on 75 southbound at the Davison. It has your right shoulder blocked. Also on 75 southbound, just before 7 mile, another accident is blocking the right shoulder. 94 westbound near Harper, you have an accident that has the right two lanes blocked and traffic getting by the left lane. Also watch out for some traffic signals that may be out on your surface streets. Use caution and treat those as a four-way stop. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Recently on First Shift,
State Representative Harvey Santana.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're scaring you into being apathetic. Mm-hmm. They're scaring you into believing that the boogeyman really exists. The boogeyman exists in your mind. And if you let that contaminate the way you think, you're never going to get out there and vote. You got to look around your surroundings and look at the obvious things that are happening. And I ask you, how has Republican ideology helped you?
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310. WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Now,
here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, Tony and the crew. That would be Tony and Jeff today. Anthony's got a few days off. Drove me nuts, Jeffrey. Drove me nuts Tuesday afternoon. You know, there's that I'm going on vacation excitement in the air. Oh, sweet God. I'm so glad to see him go. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, dude, you're like bouncing off the walls. I mean, how old are you now? But I understand. He was excited. That's a good thing. All right, well, let's talk a little Tigers. Difficult weekend. I mean, Verlander pitched well yesterday, but
I actually went to the game Tuesday night.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah, good for me. 90-minute rain delay. That was awesome. And then a three-and-a-half-hour game. So here's how my day went Tuesday. Tuesday morning, couldn't sleep because of extracurricular activities going on upstairs. 1 a.m. is when I got up. Didn't sleep. And then I came to the show. Didn't take a nap all day long. Ended up going to the Tigers game, 90-minute rain delay, 3.5-hour game, drove back home, didn't get to bed till 1:30 in the morning. 24.5 hours straight day. That was awesome. But the Tigers, it was a pretty good game, and where we sat was, I was in the second row out in right field by the Bell Tire or Power Alley, which I've always wanted to sit there. It was great. I like that area, actually. So it was fun. They lost, but it was a pretty good game.
What was that? 8-6?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. At one point, because the Free Press now live blogs the games, which I do appreciate, so you get these updates. And so at one point, they just do like little headlines, and it'll say, Jackson and Bosch go deep to tie score at 6. And I went, oh, cool. All right. And then in the morning I got up and saw the score and went, oh, not so cool. But hey, it is what it is.
No, and they were just the fans in out in right field, of course, very partaking in the spirits. Let's put it that way.
Gotcha.
And but some of them are pretty knowledgeable. Very few, but the few that were there basically blamed the game on Ramon Santiago. He makes a crucial error while Dwayne Bielo was pitching in the third inning. And if he just gets that out, they don't have the four, the two home runs, and they don't score all those runs. And Dwayne probably pitches a little longer, which means you don't see Downs in the ninth give up the, the extra home run to Mount. I mean, it was like this butterfly effect. Well, just one small mistake, and Santiago really had kind of a rough day. And he made two errors in the field, and it was odd to see that, but then you got yesterday's game, so Verlander pitches well.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. When is the The All-Star Game.
I do believe it's Monday, or actually, is it Monday? It's early next week.
So Verlander's then done pitching until the All-Star Game.
Right. It'd be 4 days from now. 4 days after today. It works out perfectly where it's his fifth day, so he could, you know, start the game, which is ridiculous anyway. The pitchers only go one inning, and it's not that big of a deal to me. But yeah, I think it's set up so that he would be, you know, on his normal rest.
Okay. Well, good for him. I'm sure he will make us proud. I'm sure of that. Damn it. Should be fun. So, what do you think of Governor Snyder doing the right thing?
It's outstanding. I mean, shocking, right? I mean, that's the initial response. And yet, it's the same with when John Roberts came out with his decision. It's almost like, well, wait a minute. What's the sinister, you know, why is this happening? Like, what's the reasoning? There's got to be some sinister reason behind this, right?
Well, that's the way I feel. And I'm trying not to be paranoid trying not to be paranoid.
Exactly, yeah.
But, you know, and I was really, you know, because people, when I posted it to Facebook, you know, people were going, oh, my God, this is wonderful. And I actually at one point just said, let's be cautiously happy, cautiously, because I don't trust them. And why would I? Why should I, Jeff? Why should anybody?
Right.
I mean, this is a big victory, and it is a big, but it's only one.
And to think some Democrats are like, well, that's, you know, that's him. He's playing. He is the moderate. He is now the guy in the middle. And it's like, it's really tough for me to celebrate when I start thinking about teachers and what they've gone through and are still going through, you know?
Right. Right. And the teacher issue is just one of the issues. So, you know, not to mention the seniors that whose pensions had been raided, and we could go on and on. The point is, we're grateful. We are grateful for what the governor did by vetoing those heinous voter suppression bills. No question, that's a huge victory. And we're going to get some reaction from Reverend David Alexander Bullock in a little while. But we are not going to start putting up Snyder lawn signs. That's just not happening. So,
however, on the other side, have you seen the Tea Party reaction to this?
Well, I posted to the Facebook page that they want to primary him now.
That's outstanding.
The Tea Party. The Tea Party. Jeff, I don't get it. You know, did you see I posted just a nice little happy birthday America to the Facebook page yesterday?
I did see that.
All right. Did you see where somebody just couldn't leave it alone? I was trying to make it bipartisan, and certainly this is a day we can all just love and celebrate together. Somebody had to, no, to me, Independence Day means liberty. Come on. Relax. Lighten up. They say it's those on the left that continue to create the problems. It is not. I'm so glad. And we're going to talk to Susan Demas about this. You know, there was a state lawmaker that, they burned the health care bill in Hell, Michigan. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk to Susan Demas about that. But that was a Tea Party event, Jeff.
Oh, of course it was.
You know. But you're right. It's always the left. And then we had that interesting little ongoing spat over Cody Bailey on the Facebook page on Tuesday, which I finally just...
50 comments.
I just finally ended it.
50 comments long.
Yeah, and, you know, and it was... Part of it was my own fault because I kept on, you know, piling on, and I should have just walked away.
Oh, it's pure comedy, though. If you haven't seen it yet, you got to go to the Facebook page and find it. And just outstanding comedy. Hilarious.
Well, for me, it was the literal nature in which his aunts, uncles, and cousins were commenting.
Right.
Because you know that's who it was, right?
Yeah, the Cody Bailey fan club.
Right. And the funny thing was, when you were looking at, like, somebody would put a comment and somebody would like it, and their last name just happened to be Bailey. How the hell did that happen? I mean, at least try to hide who you are.
I like the whole thing of, I know everything that Tony stands for. Oh, wait a minute, he's a radio show host? Like,
yeah.
Obviously you don't know what you're talking about then.
Yeah. And then she came back and said, well, I said probably, because that made it all better, using that one word, probably. Well, I'm probably not going to talk about this. Actually, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We've got some audio to get to. We've got lots of stories to get to, and we've got an amazing show lined up for you today. Not to mention, we'll be on the Ed Schultz Show today from noon till 3, so lots of Tony T today. Let's take the break. We'll come back right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we got an accident on 75 southbound at 12 mile that has your right shoulder blocked. 96 eastbound at Novi Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked. On 96 eastbound at Milford Road, you got standing water in the left lane, and you also have an accident that's blocking both shoulders there. And also, you want to use some caution on your surface streets because a lot of traffic signals are either out or malfunctioning, so you want to use some caution and course street those as a four-way stop. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
An old adage says, never buy a pig in a poke. What about a poke hidden in a pig? That's different, say the corporate profiteers behind the startling number of our food products that now contain genetically engineered organisms, altering the DNA makeup of everything from corn to pigs. Yet, even though GE foods pose serious health, environmental, and economic dangers to consumers and farmers, the profiteers want to keep the very existence of such contents hidden from consumers. No need to put that information on food packages, insist industry officials. Just trust us. No. In consumer surveys, about 9 out of 10 Americans say they want GE foods to be labeled so they can decide for themselves whether to buy the industry's hype. That's why public support is so strong for California's Right to Know initiative that would require food companies to admit using GE ingredients. So, how have the manipulators and deceivers responded? By doubling down on manipulation and deception. Bioengineering giants like Monsanto and such food powers as Kellogg's and Kraft are putting as much as $100 million into a PR campaign to lie about the safety of these DNA-altered foods and to scare voters with false claims about skyrocketing food prices if the initiative passes. Posing as the consumer's friend, the Coalition Against Costly Food Labeling has sprung up in California. It's a PR front group funded by such friends of ours as Grocery Manufacturers of America and the Council for Biotech Information, which themselves are political fronts for the usual corporate suspects. This is Jim Hightower saying, why are they so desperate to hide the true content of their own product? Because they have something to hide. For more information, go to organicconsumers.org.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.
I'm Marge Favelle, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
Welcome back. Pleasure to be with you on this Thursday morning. Hope everybody had a nice holiday. All right. What does the 4th of July mean for you? Well, I mean, you know, you can go, like, do your own essay or whatever. The Detroit Free Press, yesterday, it was yesterday, had a link to the citizenship test. And I went and took it. It took a long time. I did really well. So I'm allowed to stay. But it also means for some people, the infamous Nathan's hot dog eating contest, right? All right, well, let's find out. Drum roll, please. Drama, ladies and gentlemen, who won yesterday?
Sports, baseball, time with the family and friends at a backyard barbecue. All 4th of July traditions, but they don't have anything on hot dog eating contests. Nathan's annual Stuff Your Face-a-thon in Brooklyn, New York. Joey Chestnut, the champ, once again. 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's six straight titles, and that's Michael Jordan-like numbers. No one can beat Joey Chestnut.
68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I can't fathom. Think about that. 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's Michael Jordan-like numbers.
Yeah, whatever.
That was the best part. Brad Galley, love him.
I liked the Stuff Your Face-a-thon.
Yeah, these things, for a while, that competitive eating started getting more and more popular, and they actually showed it on TV, like, different events. But obviously, you know, Nathan's is a... It's a 4th of July tradition for me. You gotta check out Nathan's.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can actually buy Nathan's hot dogs in the grocery store now.
I thought you always could.
Nah, not always. Not always. So, man, I'm watching, I got Channel 4 on here in the studio, and there's a line down, 9 Mile and Harper. Wow, nasty stuff. Gotta be careful. I can't believe, Jeff. I know that you of course talked about this in the weather segment, but we're expecting storms for the bulk of the day today. Gotta be careful. It's pretty nasty out there. Okay. Anyway, to move on, because we do have a lot of stuff to get to. Emergency manager, and of course, you know, Chris Mihalakis clued us into why they're not emergency financial men anymore, because their powers are so sweeping that just calling them financial managers doesn't come close to the heinous acts that they can perpetrate on a community. Well, in Highland Park, where they have an emergency manager, things aren't going quite as well as they'd like you to believe. Let's take a listen.
Stunning decision from the Michigan Court of Appeals, the court reinstating embezzlement charges against Art Blackwell. Blackwell is accused of stealing money from the city of Highland Park while he served as the city's emergency financial manager. But Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Cynthia Gray Hathaway dismissed the case, saying Blackwell had the authority to write himself checks. This was Blackwell speaking with Action News after that decision.
Very pleased, elated, relieved, thankful. It's been a long journey.
In its opinion today, the Court of Appeals says it agrees with prosecutors that the evidence was sufficient to establish probable cause that Blackwell committed the crimes. Blackwell has maintained he had an agreement with the governor's office to be paid $1 for the first year of the job and then to earn $11,000 every month after. But he allegedly wrote himself checks for an additional $264,000.
And Art Blackwell's attorney, Ben Gonick, sent us a statement today. It reads, in part, we are very disappointed by the opinion and will appeal to the state Supreme Court. We're live in the newsroom. Michael Rosenfield, 7 Action News.
Ah, greed. Greed, greed, greed. Oh, my, oh, my. This story is a long way from being over with, but I find it astounding. Do you not, folks, that they've created a system where you take a community that's in financial difficulty, you overpay somebody a lot of money. All right, that's redundant. But you understand my point. You overpay somebody to right a sinking ship, and you are forcing that community to pay that person with money they don't have.
And so how are they doing it? They're doing it by literally laying off police and firemen. And there's just something so wrong about this. Is it just me, or do others see it that way as well?
Don't you feel bad for Highland Park? It seems like so many stories are coming out about someone stealing money from them. Like, they should be very well off if people would just stop stealing money from them.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. All right, well... before the show every day, and we didn't have a chance to do it today because I was really late, but we audition, we listen to audio, and so we have some favorites. We do. One of our favorites is a congressman out of Florida by the name of Alan West. And so you've heard us play Alan West on the show a lot because I don't want to say like him isn't the right word, but we find him entertaining. It's pretty obvious to me, and I'm not going to put words in Jeff's mouth, but it's pretty obvious to me that Alan West gets up in the morning and says, how can I say this in a way that's inflammatory and that will get me some media attention? Even if it's just to say, good morning, ma'am, he's trying to figure out a way to get a little media attention from it, just my opinion. Well, Reince Priebus, the chairman of the GOP, was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and they had a little discussion, if you will, about Alan West, and this is how that discussion went.
He's referring to the President of the United States. He says that he doesn't like the Americans having the title of American. He'd rather see you as a slave. What is that? You can't justify Alan West saying that, talking about slavery.
Well, first of all, I'm not the police officer of the Republican Party. So, Alan can say what Alan wants to say. But I think what he's really trying to say is that if we become a dependent society, if everyone is reliant on the government. I mean, listen, Barack Obama is the one that put out this Life of Julia website. I think we all know what that is. It's the life of a girl from preschool to, I think, death or near death, showing how every step of her life...
Is she a slave?
Well, I think she's dependent on government to the point...
So she's a slave?
Listen, I mean, it's semantics. I'm not going to defend... I don't know...
I know you're not going to... I know you very well. I know you well.
Right.
You're not going to defend that kind of language, and I deplore that kind of language when a Democrat says it or a Republican.
But I'll say
we shouldn't be talking like this. It's bad enough, the lack of civility in our politics.
Well, two things. One, Alan West is one of the most dynamic new Republican stars in our party. That's number one. He's got a bright future. But number two, what I'm more embarrassed about is a president that can't keep a promise, that has an American economy that's in the ditch, that somehow is trying to perpetrate some myth to the American people that he's not to blame or has no role in where we are in the American economy.
You called him a dynamic star. A guy who says 70 members of the Democratic Congress are communist card-carrying members, and now he says the president would rather see us as slaves.
Alan West is an important member of Congress from South Florida. I'm not going to throw Alan West in a ditch. That's the first I heard the comment here, Wolf, on your show. The fact of the matter is, I think what's most important in this debate is where we are as a country, whether the very idea of America is going to continue, and what Barack Obama's done about it. That's what's on the ballot.
Why can't people just say, you know what, you're right, Wolf, what Alan West said is unfortunate. I would certainly welcome the opportunity to sit down and talk to him about his concerns, but to talk like that would be inappropriate. But because this is the first time I'm hearing it, let me talk to the congressman. But no, he's a rising star in the Republican Party, Jeff.
Yeah, that was the part where, you're talking about something he shouldn't have said, and you're like, yeah, but he's a superstar, and this is the direction we want to go in.
Ugh. This continues to reaffirm what I've said so many times in this program. The Republican Party has kind of jumped off the tracks, and they have no idea where the hell they're going. They really don't. They have no idea where they're going. Should be interesting. They went from Michael Steele to Reince Priebus for their chairman. I I wish them well.
I like how he started out with, I'm not the police officer of the GOP.
Right.
Well, we never thought you were, but you are an apologist. I mean, you are the excuse maker. And he, tried right there very, very interestingly.
Yeesh. Better him than me. That's all I have to say. And then the real mouthpiece for the Republican Party, Rush Limbaugh. Because we all know that that's true, right? You do get that Rush Limbaugh has a huge amount of influence in Republican politics from the presidency all the way down. Well, Rush, of course, always has something to say as well, and now he's talking about women voters, and this is what's on Rush Limbaugh's mind as it comes to female voters.
When women got the right to vote, when it all went downhill. Because that's when votes started being cast with emotion and maternal instincts that government ought to reflect.
Well, before 21, the 18-year-olds, they only know, their only financial knowledge is, hey, I need money, I'll ask mom for it. And with the state of education these days, I'm not sure there's that much history or government taught.
Yeah, I'm joking about the women's vote. I just am a little frustrated here. But look, the young people don't vote.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about that. We got a lot to get to. Oh, you got to love this stuff. This is First Shift. We'll be right back. With Tony Triano.
I've always thought it as something that's still holding the country back. You choose to love whoever you love. It's no different than discriminating against blacks. It's discrimination, plain and simple.
On 1310 WDTW.
I think it's the right thing to do. So whether it costs them votes or not, it's really not about votes. It's about people.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
This is Janae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Alex Trebek suffered a mild heart attack yesterday. He is recovering nicely in a Los Angeles hospital. I happen to have a lot of respect for Alex Trebek. All right, so he's given to Republicans. I enjoy Jeopardy. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Who is Tony's second favorite Canadian?
That's right.
Do you think he gets tired of hearing the form of a question? Like, he's in the hospital right now.
Oh.
The doctors are like, what is someone needs to take better care of themselves?
On 1310 WDTW.
Yes, he absolutely does get that, and I'm sure he's sick and tired of it.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. We got a busy morning. Not everybody has the day off. Certainly, Jeff and I don't. I hope that if you do have the day off, you are enjoying it. Now, you've got to stay cool. It's supposed to go up to 99 degrees again today. As I'm watching the news this morning, there are trees and power lines down all over town. You just need to be careful out there. No question you do. So please be careful. So the health care debate continues. The Affordable Care Act and the Supreme Court decision, the aftermath of that continues to go on. Is it or isn't it a tax? I want to say it doesn't matter, but it does matter. It does. But we want to ask ourselves the question. So what does Mitt Romney think? On the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee, what does Mitt Romney think? He really is on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee. But anyway, Mitt says that when he was governor of Massachusetts, it wasn't a tax, but what is it now? This is what he says.
Well, I said that I agreed with the dissent, and the dissent made it very clear that they felt it was unconstitutional. But the dissent lost. It's in the minority. And so now the Supreme Court has spoken. And while I agreed with the dissent, that's taken over by the fact that the majority of the court said it's a tax, and therefore it is a tax. They have spoken. There's no way around that. You can try and say you wish they had decided a different way, but they didn't. They concluded it was a tax. That's what it is, and the American people know that President Obama has broken the pledge he made. He said he wouldn't raise taxes on middle-income Americans. Not only did he raise the $500 billion that was already in the bill, it's now clear that his mandate, as described by the Supreme Court, is a tax.
How convenient, Mitt. How convenient for you. Eric Fernstrom, as we heard the other day, and we'll hear it again right now, not so fast, Mitt. This is what he had to say.
The governor disagreed with the ruling of the court. He agreed with the dissent that was written by Justice Scalia, which very clearly stated that the mandate was not a tax.
Now, Mr. Fernstrom, just so you know, is a official spokesperson for the campaign. So which is it? Which is it? I guess we'll let you decide. Is it a tax? Isn't it a tax? I have a feeling that if you're a Democrat, you're going to say it's not a tax. If you're a Republican, you're going to say it is one. What I really care about is what Mitt Romney thinks, because, frankly, he gets to conveniently change his mind every single time he wants to. Oh, that article, Jeff, you sent me last week about him being the liar in chief. It's just so true. It's just so true. All right. Valerie Jarrett, who is a close advisor to President Barack Obama, says that the administration is going to just take it any way they can get it. What is she talking about? Take a listen.
We argued both ways. We thought that it fell within the Commerce Clause. The court ruled it was a tax. We really look at it as a penalty. But whatever they want to call it, the fact of the matter is it was a historic day for the United States. A country as wealthy as ours is now going to provide health insurance for everyone.
There we go. And that really is the best way to look at it, whatever you want to call it. And, again, they choose to call it a penalty, so it's now not a tax. It's a penalty, whatever. Bottom line is, everybody has access to health care, and how can you not celebrate that?
That's the funniest thing about the Romney campaign, is that they try and sit on both sides of the fence, and then they accuse the other side of sitting on both sides of the fence, when really it's been straightforward the whole time. Like Obama wanted coverage for as many people as possible. And she was starkly honest. I think this is the way they should be going. Hey, it doesn't matter what you call it. We wanted this to happen. It happened. And now we can all celebrate. Whereas Mitt Romney's like, it's not a tax because, I did it in Massachusetts and I don't want to say that I had the largest tax increase in, the state's history. Oh, wait a minute. Now it is a tax because Obama's doing it. What side are you on?
It does get exhausting. I mean, it really does get exhausting. So, like I said, call it whatever you want. Take your position. Valerie Jarrett just said it perfectly. All right, let me, Jeff handed me a story. right as I walked in, and the headline reads, North Carolina lawmaker presses wrong button accidentally. Presses wrong button accidentally legalizes fracking. Okay. It's just, this stuff happens. A state representative in North Carolina accidentally cast the deciding vote on a key fracking bill, handing her opponents a victory because she pushed the wrong button. Lawmakers had already passed a bill establishing rules for hydraulic fracking and horizontal drilling for oil and gas exploration in the state. But that bill had been vetoed by the governor. The House needed exactly 72 votes to override the veto late Monday. And Democrat Becky Carney, who voted against the original bill, was lobbying fellow Democrats to vote no. But when the time came to cast her vote, Carney hit the wrong button. Her yes vote gave opponents exactly 72 votes. Oops. And just after the vote, Carney's voice could be heard on her microphone saying, "Oh my gosh, I pushed green." Even more bizarrely, House rules prohibit changing your vote if doing so would affect the outcome. In other words, you can't change your vote on a bill, but only, or you can change your vote on a bill, but only if it won't make any difference. I find that just so funny.
That sounds like the Mitt Romney rule.
I'm saying, you got it. So the override stays in effect, and fracking is now legal in North Carolina. Carney apologized profusely and blamed the error on late-night fatigue, saying, "I feel rotten and I feel tired." While not known for making those kinds of mistakes, Carney did face another embarrassing screw-up earlier this year when she basically admitted to passing a transportation bill without knowing what it actually did. She has since tried to correct that mistake by introducing a replacement law. This is just crazy. Nobody said that Democrats are the smartest people in the world, and I think that that proves it.
Well, mistakes can happen. She was just this advocate. I mean, she's been fighting fracking for a long time, and to have something like that happen, and to her to be the deciding vote, I was just blown away by it.
Yeah, but it's, to me, that story is more, and should be, more about the rule that says you can't change your vote. Well, you can change it unless it affects the outcome, and then you can't. So tell me how that works. Seriously, Jeff, how do you, when the rules committee sat down and said, okay, listen, we need to come up with some guidelines here. And one of them has to be, if you accidentally vote for something, or, you know, you want to change your vote, you can do it. That's not a problem, but you can only do it if it doesn't affect the outcome. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll vote for that. That makes sense. Somebody actually had to say yes to that. God, you people scare me out there. Reverend David Alexander Bullock and Susan Demas in the next hour. Oh, and somebody from the Obama campaign. We got a lot to do. Let's go take the break. I need more coffee. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we got an accident on 75 southbound at 12 mile that has your right shoulder blocked. 96 eastbound at Novi Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked. On 96 eastbound at Milford Road, you got standing water in your left lane, and you also have an accident that's blocking both shoulders there. And also, you want to use some caution on your surface streets because a lot of traffic signals are either out or malfunctioning, so you want to use some caution and, of course, treat those as a four-way stop. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Looking for a hot new way to pop? Introducing new Spicy Chicken McBites. Crispy, poppable pieces of juicy chicken breast with a spicy kick. New Spicy Chicken McBites, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift weather.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Richard Louie. Searing heat across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic again today as cities in at least 13 states deal with triple-digit heat. The Weather Channel's Kelly Cass.
Typically, we don't see it this hot so early in the season. We are talking about unprecedented temperatures for places like Atlanta, even St. Louis seeing 100 degrees 7 days in a row. That is something we don't normally see.
More than a million homes and businesses from Indiana to Virginia still without power, the legacy of last weekend's violent storms. Politics. On the 5th of July, President Obama rolling out a two-day bus tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania, focusing on the economy in those battleground states. Shares of Volkswagen are soaring this morning after Europe's biggest automaker announced it's getting bigger with a takeover of Porsche by the end of the month. And to spank or not to spank, that's still the question. A new study says parents are better off sparing the rod, citing evidence that physical punishment may lead to mental problems later in life. This is NBC News Radio. Colorado firefighters getting a little relief with rain and cooler temperatures. Crews say they may have the massive Waldo Canyon fire fully contained this weekend. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren says at least 45 major wildfires are now burning nationwide.
From Montana to Utah, where almost 3,000 acres have been charred outside Salt Lake City, to California, where flames shot up in a tinder dry ranchland north of Los Angeles.
Americans barbecued more and bought less for the 4th of July holiday. A Visa survey says consumers spent an average of just under $200 on everything from travel to food to fireworks. Wall Street, back in business this morning, investors said to be optimistic about moves to deal with European debt. And more Americans are glued to the tube and the computer as well. Netflix says subscribers hit a milestone last month, watching more than a billion hours of online video. I'm Richard Louie, NBC News Radio.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
The summer driving season has shifted into high gear. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And buy three, get one free on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value M714. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
People trying to save up to buy their first house are having a tougher time of it. That's because apartment rents are rising so fast. Real estate firm Reese reports that in this year's April through June quarter, rents increased the most in a half decade, now $1,091 a month on average. Helping the jump is the lowest rate of apartment vacancies in a full decade. If your retirement savings are not where they should be, and you can't easily put away more money, there's a solution. Work longer. A study by Boston College confirms conventional logic, but it actually finds what for many is the perfect number, the best age to retire, 70. Sorry, but the study concludes those who can work full-time to 70 delay tapping savings long enough to make them last long enough for most. Asian markets finish, European markets are, and U.S. markets look to be near flat today. S&P futures down a tiny fraction, NASDAQ futures gaining half a point. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 central on NBC.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work. Teamwork. Pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
Made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trujillo.
And welcome. It is just 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday, the 5th day of July 2012. Hope everybody had a stupendous July 4th Independence Day holiday. I did as well. Maybe a little too much fun, but it's okay. It's over. I'm on this side of it now, so we're okay. I know that the kitchen still needs to be cleaned, so that's waiting for me, but that's my problem. I know one thing. No one's going to break into my house and clean my kitchen while I'm gone. That I know is true. Just want to remind you, Jeff and I will be sitting in for Ed Schultz today. Well, I'll be sitting in and Jeff will be helping me as Anthony's off for a few days enjoying a little rest and relaxation. And we have a pretty busy hour, so we're gonna get things going here in just a second. If you want to join us, you know you're always welcome to do that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and certainly last and not least on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. That's TonyTrupiano. And Jeff, I'll say it again, our Twitter followers are growing and growing and growing, and I'm pleased with that. I truly am, because we have a philosophy, if you will, about Twitter. We didn't want to do that. Let's follow people so that they'll reciprocate and then follow us. We deliberately didn't do that because it's about quality as opposed to quantity. So I'm really pleased to say that, you know, we're somewhere well over 500 Twitter followers now, and none of them have been about reciprocation. So I'm pleased. I'm pleased. Seriously, I am. I'm very pleased with that.
Right. And also, we don't use Twitter, you know, to post stuff that doesn't matter. We try and make sure everything that we put on Twitter is something that if you follow us, you'll know, understand it's quality and it's something that's pertaining to that you would be interested in.
Yeah, it's certainly topical to what we do. Yes, we don't. It's not. And I didn't realize until, oh, I don't know, a few months back that you can actually use Twitter to spam people, because I started getting spam one day on Twitter, and I'm going, what the hell is that all about? But like everything else, there's a way to use it, right? So people understand that, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we are in wait of Reverend Bullock, so as soon as we've got him, we will bring him to you. He is to be joining us to discuss Governor Snyder's vetoing of three of what most people considered to be voter suppression bills. Little stunned, little shocked. So, he was on a plane, Jeff? I didn't know he was on a flight.
I didn't know either. He was supposed to get in early this morning, and so he's actually MIA.
Oh, well, let's hope he's not MIA. but that may be why he's not with us, is that he was on a flight this morning, and with the weather being as bad as it is, chances are they were either diverted or delayed wherever he was leaving from. So we will understand if he does not join us. But that doesn't mean that we still can't talk about the significance of what he's done. And the response, by the way, has been overwhelming on the left, if you will. The Democrats and liberals, of course, very pleased with the governor's decision to veto what was House Bill 5061, Senate Bill 754, and Senate Bill 803. And he said that it would have just created voter confusion. That was the way he justified it. Those on the right, if you will, conservatives and Republicans, not happy with Governor Snyder for doing this. As you know, we've talked about this in great length on this program, and lots of other places, especially and more profoundly in Florida, where there are all kinds of legal challenges to their voter suppression laws, which have been damaging. The League of Women Voters can no longer go out and register voters. How crazy is that? But in Florida, that is true. It is now the law. And so that's kind of what would have happened here. These are all cookie-cutter laws, bills based or sponsored by, at least unofficially, the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. And so that Governor Snyder, who is fairly ALEC-friendly, it's a little surprising. And you have to wonder, and I don't mean to be cynical, and I'm really trying not to be paranoid, but you do have to wonder why he decided to veto these bills. Now, I'm happy that he did it. I'm very happy that he did it. Don't get me wrong. I was stunned when I saw it. Many of you felt the same way. But we are a little suspicious. You know, why would he do that? But we're going to let it go. Let's take him at his word. And he says that it would have created voter confusion. If that's the reason he did it, well, then good for you, Governor Snyder. And it would be really disingenuous of me not to give this guy credit where credit is due. So I will give him his credit. Now, listen, there's, as we were talking about earlier on in the show today, there's plenty of reason, and we'll have plenty of opportunity to smack him on the butt, if you will, moving forward and looking backward, because he's done lots of things we're very unhappy about. And he, you know, everything he's, you know, has, what is it, the relentless positive action. I just so despise that saying. I just do. I'm trying to be a good citizen. It's just really hard when you see that a legislature like the one that we have that has been so damaging to the middle class and to working families, that have gone after public sector employees in such a stark and relentless way. I mean, it's been a nonstop, you know, battle, and it just drives me nuts to see that happening. And then for people to say, yeah, but at least the governor's moderate, when really, with the exception of this veto, he's given this legislature everything they've wanted. Now, the big one yet to come is all these anti-women bills that they've passed. What is the governor going to do with those? Now, if you use as an indicator his spokesperson, Sarah Werfel, who said, well, you know, the governor's really more focused on the economy and, you know, making sure that we strengthen and increase opportunities for jobs in Michigan. Does that mean he will veto those bills as well? I don't have the answer to that. I'm not going to guess this one out. I said, you know, we can look at it and, you know, see if there are indicators there. So if you're looking just at indicators, what's that indicating to me is that he would veto that. But I could be so wrong, and that's why I'm not going to guess at it. I'm just not going to guess at it. This is bad stuff. This is really bad stuff. So we've got to be very careful how we move forward. So we celebrate, and we do, we celebrate this victory. We celebrate him vetoing those three bills. Yes, we take a little bit of joy in the fact that Jace Bulger and his ilk are very unhappy with Governor Snyder and were very vocal about their unhappiness with Governor Snyder. And so we enjoy that, and then we did for 10 seconds, and now we move on. This is not something that we're going to be hell-bent focused on, because we're not. We're just thrilled that we will now be able to, come November, vote unobstructed. You will not need a ID to vote. And I told this story that in my voting place, every time I go, she tells me I need to see your ID. And every time I say, no, you don't. And again, I don't make a big deal out of it because she's an older woman who is volunteering her time and she just doesn't understand the law. She doesn't. And I'm not going to beat her up over it. But it does get frustrating for me because I do not need to show her my ID. I don't. And that she doesn't know that means that she was not properly trained. And that is not her fault. So as frustrating as that gets for me, and as much as I'd like to make my point, I'm not going to make it on a senior citizen who's volunteering her time. And she'll be there that entire day. She'll stop to have lunch and maybe stop to have dinner. But beyond that, she's there all day long. And has been doing this for years, and I'm not going to pick on her. Just not going to do it, but wow. Honestly, we really need a better training program. You know, and the other thing, and we'll talk about this some other time, same-day registration. Why Michigan doesn't have same-day registration is beyond me. I don't get it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to check in with the Obama campaign. The president's on a bus tour through parts of the Midwest. Why? Well, he's touting his record of accomplishment, as he should. Because without President Obama, lots of people wouldn't be working today. Lots of people wouldn't have this weekend off and be enjoying it and celebrating something. They'd be worried. Not only would they not have been able to afford hot dogs, they wouldn't have known what to do with themselves this weekend. That's all right. We're going to get to that on the other side. Stay with us. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, the storms have caused lots of problems. Let's head over to 7 Mile at Woodward, where you have a fallen tree, so use some caution there. You got standing water at the end of the ramp to 75 northbound. That's Davidson at 75. And on Harper Avenue, south of East 9 Mile, that's blocked due to fallen power cables. And on Woodward Avenue southbound, just before Square Lake Road, you have a fallen tree, and that's blocking the three right lanes, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift weather.
I'm Marge Favell, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Truffiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truffiano page today.
Tweet. Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour, as promised, joining us now is the traveling press secretary for the Obama reelection campaign, Jen Psaki. And Jen, we appreciate
it.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, quick question for you. You know, as we reach out in my audience, for the most part, hardworking blue collar men and women, lots of them, of course, work in the manufacturing sector and the auto industry. Are we talking about when we take a look at our choices, about reeling President Obama and Vice President Biden, or we're taking a look at Mitt Romney and whatever his choice will be, isn't this really about either looking forward or looking backward? I mean, isn't it pretty clear what we need to do here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you can see in each of in President Obama's record and in Mitt Romney's record kind of what their vision is for the future. As we all know, President Obama went in there, he saved the auto industry, did everything he could, and places like Detroit, places like Ohio and Pennsylvania that he'll be visiting over the next 2 days have really benefited. As you know and your listeners know, the auto industry is coming back, and he believes in the American worker. On the contrast, Mitt Romney believes that we should have let the auto industry go bankrupt. He thinks we should send jobs overseas and give tax credits for companies who do that. And there's a real contrast. There's a lot at stake in this election coming up in November.
Well, you know, and part of my concern, and I think one of the things that we certainly are trying to do on this program is to make sure that we educate the audience, even those same hardworking, good, blue-collar people that we were just talking about, making sure that they understand that they have an obligation to tell their story. They have to tell their neighbors, their friends, their family that are going to go out and vote. Hey, folks, don't forget who was with us when we needed a partner, when we needed somebody to you know, walk us through this, that there was somebody there. That person just happened to be Barack Obama.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's still fighting for the workers in Detroit and the workers in Ohio and the workers in Pennsylvania. And what everybody should be aware of is what's at stake is really, you know, the future of the middle class in this country. And the hard people who are working hard every day and are trying to send their kids to college and, you know, trying to pay their mortgage. And that's who the president is fighting for. And I think we've seen a little, you know, I think people should be concerned about who Mitt Romney is fighting for. What we've seen is that, you know, as I said, he wants to give tax credits to companies who are shipping jobs overseas. He, you know, wants to give tax cuts to his friends who are in the highest income. And that's not the people who make up the heart and the backbone of this country.
No, there's no question that's true. My guest again,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, you take a look, Jen Psaki, you take a look at just what we know, those things. And then we got to take a look at what we don't know. You know, I get very concerned about a guy that says, hey, what's wrong with having Swiss bank accounts? You know, just because I'm,
right.
You know, he keeps on telling us, just, you know, don't penalize for me for being successful. I'm not. That's not. I'm penalizing him for not being honest.
Yeah. And, you know, it's exactly true. You know, his dad was one of the first people when he ran for president who released his tax returns for years. And he hasn't done that. And I think you're absolutely right. People deserve to know the answers. Why does he have a Swiss bank account? Why does he have, why is he invested in a company overseas in Bermuda? None of this really makes a lot of sense. You know, the people in this country just want to know that if you play by the rules, you're going to get a fair shake. And when somebody isn't releasing the details of their own financials, it raises some questions.
Well, and again, I don't want to overly burden the audience and, you know, and start talking about stuff that really, you know, where you need an economist to explain it.
Because, sure.
And we can do that, John. I mean, that stuff's out there. But, you know, I was reading an article the day before yesterday about how Mitt Romney his investment philosophy has always been about betting against the American dollar. And again, I don't want to overly burden the audience with that, but I want them to understand what that means. What that means is Mitt Romney, as wealthy as he is, and part of the reason he's had the success he's had is he's bet against America.
That's right. You know, his private sector experience, which he's been out there talking about and touting as the biggest reason why he should become president, was all about making a profit for his investors, making a profit for people who just want to make more money. It wasn't about saving jobs and keeping jobs in the United States and fighting for the American worker. If jobs had to be shipped overseas, that was the answer. If he had to, you know, look to cut benefits and cut workers, that was the answer. And, you know, there are a lot of people, as you've said, who are working hard around the country, working hard in Detroit, and, you know, they need somebody who's fighting for them in the White House, and I think they should be concerned about putting him in there to be their voice.
Yep, no question about it. So let's talk just very quickly before we let you go this morning, Jen.
Sure.
You guys are starting in Toledo, which is, of course, outside the state here. And where are you working from there? What are you guys doing from there?
So we start out in Maumee, Ohio, actually. So we start out there this morning. Then we head to Sandusky. We're going to have an ice cream social there later this afternoon. And then we end the day in Parma, Ohio. And, you know, as you know, Parma is a place where, just like many people around Detroit, really depends on the auto industry. There's a metal center there that employs many of the workers, and the president will be talking about that as well as his commitment to investing in workers and the manufacturing sector.
Yeah, well, it's really kind of fascinating, Jen. I was reading yesterday. In fact, we had some people over for the holiday, but before we did that, I was reading some stuff, and I read this excellent article about why the president wasn't going to vacation this year. And people would think, well, it's obvious he's not going to vacation this year because, you know, he's running for reelection. He really can't take time off. And that would be true. But what this article actually said was the reason he's really not taking a vacation this year had nothing to do with any of that. It had to do with the fact that he understands that he is required, as the leader of the free world, he is required to work a little bit harder than everybody else, and he's not afraid to do that. And when they actually articulated, there were 15 things they articulated that he's working on, that he's studying, that he's reading. He's always trying to improve himself, and I felt so good after reading that article.
That's exactly who he is. You know, I'm just rejoining the team now, but I worked for him for 5 years. And, you know, he's someone, you see him out there doing events. He's going to be working hard, on this bus tour. But when he goes home at night, he reads a huge briefing book about everything from the economy in Detroit, Michigan, to what's going on in Europe, to Iran, because he wants to know and have all the information he can have so he can make the best choices for the country.
I'm very proud that he's my president, and prouder still that he's done so well for so many of my neighbors, my friends, and even my family members. Jen Psaki, thanks so much. Have a great trip.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Jen Psaki again with the Obama campaign reelection team, and God bless her for joining us. This article I was mentioning just articulated in such a warm way. I'm going to find it and post it. And the only reason I actually was reading it on my phone, which is why I didn't post it to Facebook, but I'll find it and post it. It was really, really interesting. I think you'll find it. Even if you're a Republican, I think you're going to find it fascinating. I'm not saying other presidents haven't done this, because they could have. But anyway, Susan Demas on the other side. We got plenty to get to with her as well. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, the storms have caused lots of problems. Let's head over to 7 Mile at Woodward, where you have a fallen tree, so use some caution there. You got standing water at the end of the ramp to 75 northbound. That's Davidson at 75. And on Harper Avenue, south of East 9 Mile, that's blocked due to fallen power cables. And on Woodward Avenue southbound, just before Square Lake Road, you have a fallen tree, and that's blocking the three right lanes, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. That's your total traffic update on
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
In New Haven, the 4,700 workers and Unite Here Locals 34 and 35 at Yale University have settled new four-year contracts 6 months before their previous contracts expire. Melinda Tuhus explains how a university that had decades of contentious labor relations has turned into a model of cooperation and civility.
This was the second contract in a row that was settled with no public discussion, no name-calling, and no national leaders like Jesse Jackson flying in to walk a picket line. The two unions showed their support for the new contract by unanimous voice vote last week. The deal includes an almost 15% wage hike over the 4 years of the contract. In addition, the 1,200 members of Local 35, which represents maintenance and dining hall workers, won a no-layoff clause. Both unions, including Local 34, representing 3,500 clerical and technical workers, will continue to get free family health coverage. Bob Proto, who's worked at Yale for 39 years and been president of Local 35 for 18 years, explains what changed.
In 2003, we decided to heal our dysfunctional relationship, and we've done a lot of work and approached negotiations in a problem-solving way.
Yale is New Haven's biggest employer, and many of its workers live in the city. Proto says these settlements will have a positive impact on the New Haven community, raising living standards and boosting the local economy. Lori Kennington has been president of Local 34 since 2010, coming to the job from a full-time organizing position with the local. Though she hasn't been around as long as Proto, she's seen her share of strikes and dysfunction. Besides the good wages and benefits, she says the new contracts expand job possibilities both for current employees and future ones.
There's a number of different initiatives to help internal hiring. There's a number of different initiatives to make it easier to upgrade your job. And all around, we're also opening up entry-level positions for a New Haven jobs pipeline for members of the New Haven community to be able to have better access to jobs at Yale.
Both unions have worked with Yale administration on best practices over the past several years. Kennington adds,
there's really been an effort made for each party to understand the other's interests and be able to work collaboratively on solutions. So, for example, healthcare costs, it's actually something we both sides agree we should try to contain those costs.
In a press statement released after the unanimous votes, Yale President Rick Levin, who's been in office almost two decades, said these agreements recognize the outstanding contribution to Yale's mission provided by the 4,700 members of Locals 34 and 35 throughout the university.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Berger Marx Foundation.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women who put in a hard day's work every day. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 7 o'clock, and man, oh man, the day's flying by already. Just want to remind you, I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz this afternoon. So, yes, you share me with the national audience from noon to 3 today, and looking forward to that. But let us move on with our next guest, and I'm happy to say we finally have a brand shiny new open for Susan. Let's go.
If you have been looking for real journalism as First Shift has, then it will come as no surprise that when we discovered Susan Dimas, First Shift made an extraordinary effort to make her one of our regular guests. And as you will hear in a moment, the main thing Susan cares about is truth and fortifying her profession as a journalist. And toward that end, First Shift hit the jackpot as we welcome MERS and MLive journalist Susan Dimas.
And we do welcome back to First Shift, Susan Dimas. And Susan, happy 4th of July to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Wow, that is quite an introduction.
Well, you've earned it, so I'm glad that you enjoy it. Hey, I got to tell you, as we look at our list of things to talk about today, I was doing some reading yesterday morning and ran across an article that said that the UFO sightings are more common than voter fraud. And, well, I did. It's a real article. In fact, you can. It's Mother Jones, which brings me to my first topic. As you know, and as everybody that listens to the show now knows, the governor vetoed three bills that astounded both those on the right and those on the left. Of course, those on the right said this was about voter fraud, and now we know that UFO sightings are actually more common. So I don't know what they were really about, and maybe the governor really just decided to do the right thing. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go with it. Your thoughts?
I think it did surprise a lot of people because when Governor Snyder was elected, he had a reputation as being somebody who was not this party line Republican and who would work with the other side, but we didn't really see a lot of evidence of that for the last year and a half. And this is a pretty big break with his party. It's a pretty big break with his Republican Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, who really pushed for these bills. But, you know, he did go along with most of the package as, you know, Democrats didn't really have an issue with most of the bills. It was just the ones that would require an ID for citizenship and that would clamp down on voter registration drives. And those are the bills that he whipped out his veto pen for.
Well, and just surprised, I mean, stunned is really what it was. And when this became public the other day and I posted it to the Facebook page and all of a sudden I started really getting an avalanche of response, I thought, my, oh, my, A, I'm just so pleased people were paying attention. And I don't mean that in a disingenuous way. I am pleased people are paying attention. But I'm just even more thrilled that every now and then, as maybe some of my friends might say, even a broken clock is right twice a day, and the governor did the right thing on this one. Although there are some within, quote-unquote, the movement, Susan Dimas, that aren't terribly happy with Governor Snyder, especially those, and I don't think this was come as a surprise to anybody, those in the Tea Party. They're actually looking to primary the governor now.
Yeah, there are some members of the Tea Party movement that are actively working on that, and they claim that they have some big-name candidates who, you know, they can't reveal right now. But I don't think that surprises us. Mark Grebner, who runs a political consulting firm in East Lansing, he predicted this a few days after the election in 2010. You know, Governor Snyder has made some moves that the ultra-right doesn't like these voting bills. I wouldn't be surprised if you would see somebody like, for instance, Attorney General Bill Schuette primary him, especially if the numbers look good.
Well, you know, Bill Schuette doesn't seem to me to be the kind of guy that's very patient. So let's say the governor does decide to run for two terms. Does Bill Schuette really want to wait six more years before he's quote unquote the guy? And you're right that he may be the one that'll step up and say, yep, he's just not conservative enough or whatever the reasoning would be. I'm still very confused by the Tea Party, although they do things, as an example, like, oh, I don't know, burn the health care bill in Hell, Michigan. That's the Tea Party. You got to wonder about this kind of behavior, do you not?
You know, it was interesting, and, you know, it was something that got picked up by a bit of the national media as well. But State Senator Joe Kuhn of Hamburg was there. He lit the first match. State Representative Cindy Denby was there. Terry Benevolio, who's running for McOtter's seat out in the 11th Congressional, your old stomping ground, he was there. So, and this is something that wasn't just a few Tea Party activists. You have political figures who showed up and were active participants as well.
You know, Susan Demas, what I find confusing about this is basically what the Affordable Care Act does is give access to health care to millions upon millions of people that didn't have it. It really eliminates some of the most heinous things that our health care system had, like pre-existing conditions. That's now gone. Lifetime caps. That's now gone. What is it about, and I guess I just don't understand it, what is it about good news that has conservatives so upset? What is it about this idea that we're doing the right thing, as in, you know, as other countries have for now decades done the right thing as it comes to healthcare, that the right is just so, finds so distasteful? I don't get it.
Well, here's where I'm going to do a bit of fact checking, because, you know, I think this is a legitimate question. The Affordable Care Act fundamentally is a Republican plan. It's based on the ideas that Mitt Romney had in Massachusetts, of Bob Dole and John Chafee back in 1993, the alternatives to the Clinton health care plan. So this is not radical Canadian-style socialism. It's a market alternative with some patient protections and an expansion of Medicaid so that some of the poorest can get actual health care coverage, those who can't afford it on their own. The only conclusion you can really come to as to this rabid opposition is that this is something put forth by Democrats and the Democratic president, so therefore it's bad.
Well, you know, I just happen to know people that needed this. And I mean people that really needed this to not get turned away by the Supreme Court. I know people that needed health care. Especially, again, I'm going to keep going back over and over and over again to the pre-existing condition thing, because that is such a huge, or was such a huge problem. And it's so interesting because, you know, we were hearing right before the Supreme Court decision that the Republicans and the healthcare industry had fallen in love with the idea that we were going to insure young people to the age of 26 and keep them on their parents' plan. All of a sudden, that was acceptable. At one point, it wasn't, but now all of a sudden, it was. The pre-existing conditions, all of a sudden, the Republicans and the health insurance industry are saying, well, you know, no matter what happens, we're gonna keep that stuff. Well, okay, so here's, I'm just throwing it out there, Susan Demas. You know, maybe if we just give this whole idea a chance, that, I don't know, in a couple of years when it's actually here and doing good, that maybe we'll just come around to it. Who knows?
Well, the problem is that if you want to keep all of the quote-unquote good parts that you were describing, you have to find a way to pay for that, and that is the individual mandate. And so if you take that away, you're not going to be able to pay for all those goodies. And members of Congress have already taken advantage of parts of this plan, like putting their college students on their plan, which is very good if you're a member of Congress, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not really practical for a party that's complaining about the deficit to the extent that they are to say we're going to keep all the highest cost measures that get rid of what contains the cost.
Well, you know, ultimately, we have to start dialoguing about these kinds of issues differently, and it can't be about I'm right and you're wrong, and it, you know, and I keep going back to Mitt Romney saying, on day one, I'm going to do, then of course he doesn't have the, maybe they can introduce something on day one to repeal, but here's the problem. If you're going to repeal it, it's, you know, the whole thing is repeal and replace. They can't do the with what? Replace it with what? They don't seem to want to have that conversation. In fact, we played a litany of Republicans avoiding answering that question last weekend on all the talking head shows. They just couldn't or wouldn't answer it, Susan. And that's an important discussion to have. I think people are owed some truth. And if they can't give us truth, man, oh, man, it's going to be hard for us to take a listen to what it is you're saying.
Well, I think one of the issues is that this is a conservative plan. This is the Republican alternative to health care reform. So they don't really have much of an alternative right now, and they very well might not need to win this election. They can just, you know, win it on the economy and win it on the negative aspects of Obamacare.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how it is they move forward on this. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, a little more on health care. John Dingell has, I don't know, we'll get the numbers when we come back, but introduced single-payer every session of Congress for a very, very, very long time. Is a streak over? And the Michigan Democratic Party doing a little robocalling. I don't think they're going to let Jace Bulger, after the commercial they just did and this robocall, I don't think they're going to let him breathe a whole lot between now and the election. We'll talk about that as well. 888-552-3595 if you want to join us. I'm Tony Trupiano. My guest is Susan Demas with Mirrors and MLive. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
First Word.
First Thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Pleasure to be with you this morning. Susan Demas, my guest. Susan, you know, it's interesting. Until I read the article, I didn't realize that John Dingell, of course, has been a champion of single-payer health care for a very long time. What does the Affordable Care Act do to his string of introducing this legislation?
Yeah, I mean, there has been a Dingell bill on single-payer health care since 1933 between his father and now John Jr. And because of the Affordable Care Act, when I spoke with Congressman Dingell this week, he said, you know, he may very well decide not to do that next term if he's elected because he wants the Affordable Care Act to go into effect. And he said, you know, it would just be very difficult to make any more changes to the healthcare system at this point because there are so many changes that are being made and will continue to do so until 2014 when this fully goes into effect.
You know, at some level, you have to admire him for that, you know, for, you said, just think about 1933, Susan, think about that. That's a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about the Great Depression. You know, his father, John Dingell Sr., was one of the great New Deal Democrats. So, I mean, and John Jr. has been in office since 1955. He's the longest-serving member of Congress. And this has been his life's work.
Yeah, listen, I'm fortunate, I'm really blessed to know the congressman fairly well. I've spent a lot of time with him. On my show, off my show, when I ran for Congress, this is a guy that's the real deal. Don't have to like his politics, but you really cannot question his commitment to his constituents. That's for sure. He's the real deal. The Michigan Democratic Party is, I mean, I don't even know another way to say this. They're rabidly going after Jace Bulger, and they're not letting go. In fact, Mark Brewer was on this show, Susan Demas, a couple weeks ago, and they actually got a bunch of volunteers in Bulger's district and went door to door educating his constituents as to what he's been up to. And Mark Brewer was part of that group that was knocking doors. Now they're doing a robocall.
Right. They're doing a robocall on the 76th House District where Roy Schmidt switched parties from Democrat to Republican. And, you know, there's some controversy because of the Democrat who was on the ballot at the last minute was a friend of his, and then he withdrew, and there is an ongoing police investigation. Well, the interesting part is that, you know, Bulger is in a safe seat. You know, his district is it has a 66% Republican base, but obviously the Democrats think that he's a great symbol for everything that's wrong with Republicans, and they're really going after him.
Well, they are really going after him. I'd mentioned the commercial that they put together that was really very very effective. It was especially if you're not paying attention, and there are a lot of people that don't, you're seeing that even if you're not in his district, you're going, wow, this guy is the Antichrist. Then I don't know that it's quite that bad, but again, I've never seen the Michigan Democratic Party so focused on one member of the party like they are with Jay Spolger. And then they're not letting up.
Right. And, you know, the Michigan Republican Party put out a counter ad, you know, showing all of Bolger's accomplishments. So, you know, they've got his back. It's an interesting strategy because, you know, I think most people in Michigan would struggle to name who the Speaker of the House is. So, you know, I'm not sure if this will resonate, but they, you know, obviously have their reasons for going after him.
Yes, well, we're not going to sit here and articulate all of them right now, but yes, they do have the reasons for going after him. And I understand. Listen, I give Mark Brewer a lot of credit for, you know, a lot of this, let's be honest about it, is about strategy, it's about morale, it's about raising money. And so these are ways that you do that in politics, Susan, and Mark Brewer is being a pretty good shepherd for the party by making sure that, you know, he's literally taking advantage of a bad situation in a positive way for the Democrats anyway. And so that's where Mark Brewer is supposed to be, doing the heavy lifting. And he's certainly doing that in a big way. You know, this harkens back for me. I go back to the Saul Anousis days when he was chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Mark was, of course, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party back then as well. And he and Saul actually had great fun together. And I mean that in the best political way. They really knew how to spar, and they were very good at it. I think Mark's been looking for a fight ever since Saul left, to be honest with you.
I think you're absolutely right. I can say as a member of the media, I miss those days. The two of them were a blast to cover.
Literally. I mean, they were fun to cover. Saul used to come on my show. I can't get Bobby Shostak to return a phone call. but Saul was actually on my... I would email Saul and say, hey, how you doing? He was just a very different kind of chairman, a very different kind of Republican, but very much a Republican, Susan. It wasn't like he was a moderate. He was very much, a very good shepherd for the Republican Party. I, like I said, I miss those days. I truly do.
Yeah, Saul is a conservative, but as we saw, you know, he wasn't conservative enough, and he lost his national committeeman post. So that's the new reality.
You know, let me ask you from your perspective. We've talked about just now Saul Anousis and that conservative Republican Party. We've talked about the Tea Party. We just talked about Jay Spolger. You know, I've had this conversation on air with my audience, and I just generally asking the question. I don't really know where the Republican Party is going. I do believe, I profoundly believe they're in transition. Have you ever, and I'm trying to remember, I'm 51 years old, I've been covering politics a long time, I don't ever recall a major political party in this country being in such a huge transition and really struggling with their own identity. And I have you ever seen anything quite this dramatic before?
Well, I think most recently when the Democrats were going through a transition during the Civil Rights era, I think that was a time of huge transition because a lot of those Southern Democrats have, you know, gradually over the years become Republicans, you know, and it was the racial issue that, you know, was at the forefront. Certainly during the Civil War era, you know, it was a time of great transition and the Republican Party was born. But, you know, I would say that this transition could well be up there, and we'll see how it all turns out.
No, and we will see how it all turns out. You are going to be taking a couple weeks vacation. You've been nice enough to give us a substitute, so we'll keep your seat warm for you the next couple weeks while you enjoy a little time with your family.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Susan Demas, as always, I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. Enjoy your vacation. And until then, thanks again.
Thanks, Tony.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. When we come back, Kevin Moore from Teamsters Local 299 will be my guest, and we'll look forward to dialoguing with Kevin. He's always got a lot of good stuff to say. We've got a busy day yet, and we've just got another hour, so we got a lot of stuff that we need to get in. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back after I grab a little more coffee. I think I'm finally waking up after getting up late this morning. Stay where you're at. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Take a look at your traffic. We have a fallen tree on 7 Mile and Wilbur, so use some caution in that area. On Telegraph Road at 14 Mile, traffic lights are not working. You have police directing traffic, and there's no through traffic on 14 Mile Road. And on Telegraph Southbound, just after Michigan Avenue, you have a fallen power cables. The right two lanes are blocked, and traffic is getting by in your left lane only. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. Forecasters say relief's on the way next week. But today, another scorcher from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. NBC's John Yang in Chicago.
An excessive heat advisory remains in place here until tomorrow night. The forecast high back above 100 here in Chicago today. And officials are beginning to warn residents about this dangerous and potentially deadly heat.
24 states posting heat alerts. The sweltering temperatures are causing hardship down on the farm as well, threatening what had been expected to be the nation's largest corn crop in generations. On the fire lines, improvement in Colorado, where rain and cooler temperatures have dampened the most destructive wildfires in state history. Crews say they may have the massive Waldo Canyon fire fully contained by Sunday. And Blade Runner has made its way to the Olympics. South Africa's Oscar Pistorius, a double amputee who runs on carbon fiber blades, has been cleared to run in the 400 meters and 400 relay. Oscar calls it one of his proudest achievements. This is NBC News Radio. Police in Oyster Bay, New York, say three young children were killed when a 34-foot motor yacht capsized in Long Island Sound last night. NBC's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Police say that a massive wake from a neighboring boat caused that vessel to flip over, sending all 27 people into the water. It happened last night around 10:30, about 3 miles off the coast of Oyster Bay.
Many of the 24 survivors were rescued by fellow boaters. A South Florida lifeguard helped save a drowning man, then got fired for it. Thomas Lopez broke company rules by leaving his designated beach area to save the struggling swimmer. The company claims he put other lives in jeopardy. Back to business on Wall Street this morning. Stock futures point to a higher open. And hot dog, Joey Chestnut did it again, scarfing down 68 hot dogs to win the annual Coney Island hot dog eating contest. Frankly speaking, he tied his personal best, while Sonia Black Widow Thomas won the women's division, gobbling 45 dogs, both proud to be American wieners. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Jim Mikleshevsky, NBC News Radio.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pick up a 64-ounce bottle of Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash for $2.99. Safely remove dirt and contaminants with Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, $2.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the new Hunter Fairhaven indoor ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. How's that for a breath of fresh savings? People have looked up to Hunter for over 100 years. Now you can look up to one for under $100. Thanks to the exclusive Hunter Fairhaven ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ahead of tomorrow morning's big reading of U.S. employment and unemployment for June, we're getting no fewer than three job readings this morning. Here's the first. HR firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reports corporate job cut announcements fell 13% in June. Plans for 37,500 layoffs made public, lowest total in more than a year. The firm's boss, John Challenger, says despite troublesome signs for the economy, employers appear reluctant to slash workforces right now. In the coming hour, the June reading of private sector employment from paycheck processor ADP, as well as the Labor Department's weekly reading of initial jobless claims. To the chagrin of tenants, the nation's apartment market keeps heating up. Real estate firm Reese reports average apartment rents across the country rose the most in 5 years in the second quarter to $1,091 a month. as apartment vacancies drop to their lowest level in 10 years. S&P futures gaining 4 points, NASDAQ futures up 3. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive 2 extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with 2 free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday, July 6th, 5th, I'm sorry, 2012. Trying to make it Friday already. And I wouldn't. That'd be all right, too. That'd put us on top of the weekend. Somebody suggested in an email to me early this morning that we should have every Wednesday off, that would make things easier. I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that would make things easier. I woke up late. I feel discombobulated. Fortunately, we've had a good and busy morning, and we're going to continue that right now. So, without further ado, give me our intro, and let's get going.
Joining us now from Teamsters Local 299.
A labor leader who defines with his deeds leadership and bravely guides his membership with courage and strength.
Here we are today embarking on another fight, another challenge that the state of Michigan is continuously attacking working class families. Not just union families, working class families, middle class people in Michigan are under the biggest attack of their lifetime.
The plain talking union man, Kevin Moore.
And joining us now is that plain talking union man, my brother Kevin Moore. Kevin, it is a pleasure to have you back with us on this Thursday. Hope you had a nice holiday.
I enjoyed myself. I got a lot of rest time and relaxation and getting ready for the next 6 months of progressive movement in Michigan.
I mean, we've got a lot going on. There's no question about that. Certainly, organized labor always very active at election time. We'll come back to that in a little bit. I've been meaning to ask you: are you going to the convention this year?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Anthony and I will be there.
Good.
So we'll look forward to that. In fact, you and I were in Boston together for that convention, and I was fortunate enough to have Mr. Hoff on the show. Maybe we'll do that again.
We'll be fortunate enough to get him on again.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Senator Stabenow, who does so many great things, it was interesting. I read an article about her the other day, and in a very conservative publication, it said the headline read, Senator Debbie Stabenow once again
reaches over the aisle to work with Republicans on important legislation, and you start reading the article, and oh, I don't know if the Republicans are going to allow this to move forward, but here she wants to try to get some jobs back here in the United States, and so there's going to be some incentives to do that. You wanted to talk about that today, so why don't we do that?
Yeah, I'm very glad that she's being proactive in jobs in America. Her and a House Representative Bill Parcells of New Jersey put a bill together, the H.R. 5542 bill, that will give corporations, here we go, to open up our hands for corporations again. But this one's a positive message. It allows corporations to move jobs back into America, get a 20% tax incentive for bringing jobs back home. What better way to start the engine of revitalizing our economy than, instead of outsourcing our kids and our jobs and our futures, to bring them home and give them some relief to do that? Give them some relief to bring our economy back to work.
You know, this is reminiscent, and maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but this kind of reminds me, Kevin, of what Bob King was successfully able to do with Ford and Chrysler and General Motors, where they were able to move jobs from Mexico and other parts of the world back to the U.S., and it seems a little reminiscent of that for me. I could be wrong, but it sounds like that's what it's looking like.
Yeah, it is what it's looking like, and you got to take our hat off to the UAW and their co-partners, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. They sat around a table. They redefined job definitions. Work together to make it a streamlined way to build automotive vehicles in the 21st century. And they can compete with the global market, even with the deteriorating wage scales that are out there globally. And they were successful.
And they were successful. And so here we've got Senator Stabenow out there saying, listen, you know, we understand that there are jobs that have been shipped to wherever they've been shipped. If we've got to give corporations some kind of financial incentive to bring those jobs back home, you know, why don't we just go ahead and do it? Now, I don't understand why Republicans might have a problem with that, but like anything else, if it's certainly thrown out there by a Democrat, Republicans are going to say no. And I guess to some level it's vice versa. If Republicans throw it out there, Democrats are saying no. But, you know, this has to do with jobs. And why can't we all just get along, Kevin?
I agree. And it's just another way that the system is so bogged down with just their political self-interest. I don't know if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, right-wing Tea Party person, how you could be against bringing jobs back to America, energizing our economy, putting cash flow back into our economy, and putting people to work and bringing more profits to corporations in America. To me, it's immoral that you could even vote against that, but that's the makeup that's going on in Washington now. And as far as I'm concerned, all of them need to get their head out of their butt, start working for the constituents of this country who put them there, and stop their political party indifferences. You know, we are going to have indifferences. Tony, you and I are friends. We have indifferences. We debate.
Sure.
But you know what? We make sure that we do the right thing to make, and we elect them to make this country move. They got it at a stalemate, a loggerhead. He said, she said. You know, it's almost disgusting the way that they're acting. And hopefully at the ballot box, we're going to put a new generation in there.
All right. So that brings an interesting question. So, you know, let's talk about Democrats for a moment. We could actually do this with Republicans as well. But, you know, you've got progressive Democrats. You've got blue dogs or more conservative Democrats. And you've got moderates. Those are in the middle. And, of course, on the conservative side, you've got the Tea Party people, blah, 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 blah. All right, so we're going to say to ourselves, come November, you just said it, we're going to make the change at the ballot box. So we're going to elect more Democrats. Here's our challenge and maybe our question. Should we be very specific, in your opinion, this is just your opinion, should we be very specific about the kind of Democrats that we're electing? Because I think we should. I think that we should be electing progressive Democrats. That's just my opinion. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my opinion, it varies. I agree with you that we need to get aggressive people. And I've said this, and I hold no bones about it. I'm a true Democrat, always have been, always will be. But the problem I have with Democrats and the Democrats now in the Congress and the House, and to a respectful position of our leader, President Obama, the Democrats always try to be the nice guy, let's get along. You know, when you have a passionate issue, you have to just move aggressively, take no for an answer, and push. Because when the Republicans, and especially the far right, what they're doing, they're like thugs. They want something. They say, here we are. Here's what we're going to do. Bring it. And they jam it down your throat.
Yes, they do.
The Democrats want to be, let's get along. It's not time to get along. It's a time to take our country back. And if they don't want to be on board, move them out of the way and put somebody else in there and let's move forward.
All right. So I appreciate what you said, and I don't disagree with what you've said. And listen, you know me. I'm not a meek and mild guy. You've seen me speak many, many times in a lot of different venues. You've seen me as a candidate. You've seen me as a talk show host. And I couldn't agree with you more. I, you know, one of the challenges, and this happens, and I get this question a lot when I go speak, is, you know, why do the Democrats have such a hard time defining themselves? And one of the challenges, Kevin, of being the what we call the big umbrella party, because we have so many constituencies, the LGBT community, the labor community. I mean, we advocate for everybody. We say no to no one. And there are some challenges with that. And there are times where I wish we could go, you know what? No more. No more. We're going to do this, and this is what we're going to do. But that's not what being a Democrat is about. And I sometimes have to remind myself of that. But it does get frustrating, Kevin. I'm with you 100%, brother.
I'll tell you one thing right now, what I appreciate, and we have a lot of solid Democrats, and we have them in Michigan, we have them nationally, but what I like is when a person can't be with me, can't line up with me, just tell me flat out, just like you do, Tony, when you go and do your debates and you speak and you have an issue, you don't let anybody move you off your issue, what you believe in, you're passionate, you deliver your message, and you stay focused on point. I just don't like the wishy-washy, the fluff and stuff kind of conversation.
Fluff and stuff. Yeah, I'm going to quote you on that.
If you're going to be
Jeff,
with me, be
Jeff,
with me.
Wait, hold
you
on.
Can't, you can't.
Jeff, we got to get that fluff and stuff into one of his promos. We absolutely have to do that. I love that fluff and stuff. It's important that we have a different dial. There's nothing wrong with having a real conversation, Kevin. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. As the same party, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, brother, I profoundly disagree with you on that, but let's come to a solution. This is why if we elect more Democrats, and I have to go with more Democrats because I'm a Democrat. This is why if we elect more Democrats in November, we can all get into the room together and we can say, listen, we need to start correcting the course this country's been on. Now, we can disagree, but we need to find the middle ground and start moving this country forward. If we don't do that, none of us are going to have a job very long.
We have a right to disagree, but we have to come to the center and find the focus and then move together as one unit instead of being fragmented and let them split apart everything that we try to do.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Kevin Morgan, the president of Teamsters Local 299, is my guest. We will take that break and we'll be back. I hope everybody's enjoying their holiday. In the meantime, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after this.
Tony,
you're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it. Yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your busy commute, we got a new accident over on 75 northbound just before 14 mile. It's blocking your left lane and it's causing heavy traffic from 696. Also on the Davison at 75, you got standing water at the end of the ramp to 75 northbound. And on 75 southbound at Ortonville Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked. One car is in the medium. And on 96 eastbound at Wyoming, that exit is blocked, and that's due to a fallen light pole. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
I'm Marge Favelle, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back indeed, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. I think the real show is during the break, Kevin. I'm telling you, we're having one hell of a time today.
We never break, we just keep it.
In fact, within a few weeks here, we're going to start video streaming the show. So people can not only listen to it on air, they're going to be able to watch it online. So the breaks might get quite entertaining for people. Who knows? Who knows? Kevin Moore, again, my guest. He is the president of Teamsters Local 299. Kevin, before we go any further, somebody sent me this question last week. Who does Teamsters Local 299 represent? So, you know, we just never have that discussion. So who do you guys represent?
Member-wise?
Yeah.
You know, we represent we're probably the most multifaceted local union in the state. We represent truck drivers, car haulers, all the airport people, Hertz Rent-A-Car, National Rent-A-Car, Avis Rent-A-Car. We represent warehouses. We have 134 companies, different companies that we represent in the greater metropolitan Detroit area.
Wow. That's a lot. I want you to know that you're
running. We say we represent them from the outhouse to the White House.
There you go. I want you to know that one of your members that works for one of the unnamed rental car companies makes sure that the car's turned into 1310 a.m. I'm not going to, that's all I'm going to say. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, we have some great supporters out there in the rental car industry.
We absolutely do. Well, let's I want to kind of carry over the conversation that we were having during the break, and then you want to talk about some of these super PACs, which is going to be a fascinating discussion. But before we do that, one of the things that we're saying is that, you know, we have to be careful, Kevin, and I don't know, careful is the wrong word. We need to be more targeted on who we're electing. We've had this discussion on the show with other people and with the callers. Representative, it means people that represent you. You know, are we electing people that really represent us? And I don't think we are. I don't think we are representing or electing people that truly represent us. And we have to stop doing that. We have to start electing people that are Teamsters members. We have to start, you know, electing, you know, people that are car haul drivers. I mean, these are not, just because you drive a truck doesn't mean you're not intelligent.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's all about educating, though, and getting people. There is a percentage of our union population that has the fire and the passion that wants to get involved. It's just getting them educated, getting them the resources, and getting them educated enough to get out there and give it a shot. I mean, look at you. You gave it a shot. You did it with a shoestring budget. And Lord knows if we'd had the right funding behind you, you'd be sitting in Washington. I'd be arguing with you in the halls of Congress. So I guess I shouldn't be arguing with you. We'd be debating on who we're going to
And maybe we would be arguing a little bit, probably about where we'd go for lunch, but I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. I do find it interesting. There was a time, and this it wasn't that long ago that we, and I'll have to find this information because I think you'll find it fascinating. You know, the percentage of people that are elected, how many of them are lawyers? It's a disgusting amount. I mean, it makes no sense that we're only electing wealthy people, and that's on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side. So I don't want people to, well, no, it's mostly Republican. It's not. Most of the people that are elected, most of them, not all of them, most of them that are elected are wealthy, Kevin. It's just the honest to God's truth, and we've got to stop electing wealthy people.
On both sides of the aisle, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't constitute that you have to have hundreds of millions of dollars of net worth to be a solid politician and work for your constituency. That's a misnomer, and it's almost mind-boggling how they have generated that into their little social club.
Well, but that'll give us our segue into the super PACs, because it does take money to get elected, and we don't have to like it, and we're never going to have election reform in this country, at least not in our lifetime. We're not. Not in a significant way. We're never going to have, again, not in our lifetimes, publicly financed campaigns. Not going to happen. We're not going to have the kind of election reform where, you know, it's about limiting how much money is going to be spent. Just not going to happen in our lifetimes. Something like Citizens United comes along, Kevin, and just kind of changes the game. And it did. So that brings us to super PACs. You're on fire over these things. Let's talk about money.
I think it's absolutely out. The citizens of America should be outraged over the Citizens United corporations using corporate major dollars to, and I'm talking about millions and millions, and actually it'll be $1 billion they'll spend just on the Republican side for the presidency of the United States.
You just said $1 billion.
$1 billion with a B. It's just unbelievable. You know, our unions, we raise PAC money. But we do it by going to individual members, 1.4 million people. We ask them to go on their paycheck and give a dollar to how much a week you want to give. It's raised by your membership. We have to sign them up. In the state of Michigan, the Republicans want you to sign them up every single year. But the Citizens United can just dump hundreds of millions of dollars into a pot and don't even have to tell you where the money's coming from. Perfect example is the three largest super PACs to this day, right now, are all Republican, all corporate, Koch Brothers, Karl Rove, Restore Our Futures. $61 million they raised as of today that they're giving to the Republican side of the aisle. One, Winning Our Future, Super PAC, $23 million. Karl Rove's American Crossroads, $34.5 million as of right now. Let's be fair here. Obama's got the pro-Obama PAC, $10 million. Workers' Voice, $5 million. American Bridge 21st Century, $5 million. So you just add, just go three and three, right? One's got $121 million. The other's got $21 million. They're going to outraise us 6, 7, 8 to 1. Look what they did in Wisconsin. The Koch brothers poured money in and bought their way back
for that crazy governor
that should be impeached, thrown out, and you know what? They should outsource him to another country.
8 to 1 in Wisconsin, Kevin. Dollars, 8 to 1.
As of right now, they've raised $240 million. $240 million.
The PACs have, the conservative PACs.
$240 million as of right now today.
Now, it's remarkable. Not, you know, you had just said the top three and, you know, the Democrats, it was $21 million. And $21 million is not chump change, and I'm not suggesting that it is. What I am suggesting, though, is in comparison, and that's the way you have to look at this, Kevin. You can't just look at that number. You have got to look at it in comparison to what the conservatives are raising. If the people listening to this show right now do not understand what it's going to take to reelect this president and to elect Democrats to both state houses and at the federal level, it's going to take, is something we were talking about during the break, and we'll come back and talk about it some more. It's going to take people getting out and voting, people making sure that they register people to vote. If they think they're going to outraise them, they're not. So they have to outwork them.
You will never outfundraise them.
Absolutely. All right, quick break here. Kevin Moore, my guest, and we'll come right back. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your busy commute, we got a new accident over on 75 northbound just before 14 mile. It's blocking your left lane and it's causing heavy traffic from 696. Also on the Davison at 75, you got standing water at the end of the ramp to 75 northbound. And on 75 southbound at Ortonville Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked. One car is in the medium. And on 96 eastbound at Wyoming, that exit is blocked and that's due to a fallen light pole. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
An old adage says, never buy a pig in a poke. But what about a poke hidden in a pig? That's different, say the corporate profiteers behind the startling number of our food products that now contain genetically engineered organisms, altering the DNA makeup of everything from corn to pigs. Yet, even though GE Foods pose serious health, environmental, and economic dangers to consumers and farmers, the profiteers want to keep the very existence of such contents hidden from consumers. No need to put that information on food packages, insist industry officials. Just trust us. No. In consumer surveys, about 9 out of 10 Americans say they want GE Foods to be labeled so they can decide for themselves whether to buy the industry's hype. That's why public support is so strong for California's Right to Know initiative that would require food companies to admit using GE ingredients. So, how have the manipulators and deceivers responded? By doubling down on manipulation and deception. Bioengineering giants like Monsanto and such food powers as Kellogg's and Kraft are putting as much as $100 million into a PR campaign to lie about the safety of these DNA-altered foods and to scare voters with false claims about skyrocketing food prices if the initiative passes. Posing as the consumer's friend, the Coalition Against Costly Food Labeling has sprung up in California. It's a PR front group funded by such friends of ours as Grocery Manufacturers of America and the Council for Biotech Information, which themselves are political fronts for the usual corporate suspects. This is Jim Hightower saying, why are they so desperate to hide the true content of their own product? Because they have something to hide. For more information, go to organicconsumers.org. Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano. My guest, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299. Want to thank Laura for her nice email. I do appreciate that. Certainly shared it with Kevin as we're sitting here in studio talking about super PACs and massive amounts of money. You know, Kevin, one of the things that's very disturbing about these super PACs, whether it's, again, Republican or Democrat, they don't have to disclose who their funders are. So whether somebody's giving $10 or $10 million or $100 million, they don't have to do anything.
You know, that I think that's the thing that infuriates me more than anything. Yes, the Teamsters Union, we have a PAC, but it's done by individual contributions per our members that you have to go out physically and have them sign a pledge card that gets given to the payroll department. It allocates the exact amount you're giving per week, which $1, $2, $5. Some of our members are very passionate and give $20 a week. And the Republican side of the aisle wants the unions to be held accountable. And we have 1.4 million people that have to go out every year and re-sign the people to give money. But they can give millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and hide behind a closed door and don't have to. It's corporate piracy.
I want to address what I consider to be a myth about unions. And you've heard the criticism. Union dues go to support nothing but Democratic candidates, and the members have absolutely no voice in who the unions endorse. Now, that's a myth, of
course.
That's
a total misnomer. Our union dues money go to collective bargaining, to run the union hall. No, not $1 of our political money comes out of general fund money or your union dues money. If you're not given, we don't have the money. That's a total misnomer. And the other misnomer is don't kid yourself. The Teamsters Union, I'm speaking for the Teamsters Union, all the way back to my grandfather. We have supported Republicans. If we have a Republican that cares about working class issues and family issues, we have supported them. We have supported the Democrats to do the same thing. The problem in today's society, I believe, is they take us for granted. If you know, if them politicians know that if you have, and I'm saying this as a true dyed-in-the-wool Democrat,
mm-hmm.
that there is Democrats out there, and maybe it's a little misnomer, that don't support our issues. There have been some Republicans that have supported our issues.
Sure.
So we are open-minded. We are fair about the process. Now, make sure you understand that if they compare with their views and values, we're going to go to the Democratic side because we've been fooled by too many of the Republicans. But to our membership. Our membership has a voice. They speak their mind. Hell, we have members on this radio show today, and we've had it in the past to call, and they're my members that don't agree with you and I. That's America.
It is America, and Kevin, there is nothing wrong with disagreement. I do want to go back to this this idea that unions, that you're using, and you did a beautiful job of detailing that the union dues don't go towards political causes. You of course have the ability, of course, to fund different PACs within the union, but that's a choice. Mm-hmm. You also have committees that decide where that money goes, and every member has an ability to be a part of these committees. These are not closed off, secretive meetings. Idea of these smoke-filled rooms. Now, this is a very upfront process. I mean, you have to be accountable for that money. And here's the irony of this. You're being accused of something that the Republicans do all the time.
They do it and call it Citizens United. If we tried to do it the way they did, they'd call us Citizens Locked Up.
Absolutely. You said that again. You said that perfectly. So we take a look, and again, I'm very, very concerned about the accountability, the transparency thing, or the lack thereof. And there is a lack of transparency. We do know, and we briefly got to this before the break, so let's go there now. We do know that we're not going to raise as much money as the conservatives will. We're not. So we need to get people out and vote. We need to make sure that on election day, it's called GOTV or Get Out the Vote, that literally if you need to get in your car and go pick up Mrs. Smith down the road who can no longer drive, and who forgot to do her AV ballot, that you need to take her to the poll and you need to walk her up and help her and do whatever it is she needs to do. We need to start doing that stuff again.
Well, let's rest assured that we better have our plan, and our plan is not to be able to out fundraise them because we can't. Don't even try. You're going to get beat 7-8-9-1. What we can do is we have population. We have to energize. We have to mobilize. We have to hit the streets. We have to educate. We have to organize our people. We have to register our people like never before, because it's mind-boggling as I've won out for Protect Our Jobs program in the state of Michigan and seen how many of our young folks and middle-aged folks aren't registered to vote because they've just given up. But we have got to have. We can beat them. We can beat them at the ballot box. We can't out-fundraise them. We're not going to have the money. They're going to try to buy your vote. They're going to mislead you with television ads. They're going to try to brainwash your children. They're going to try to deceive our elders. We have got to be out there like never before. You don't have, Tony, you and I don't have $20 million to give to Barack Obama. What we can give is our heart, soul, our energy. I can afford a tank of gas. I could go to the senior citizens and take them, elderly people, and drive them to the polls or educate our people. Here's the other thing they do to our workers. They make you work during election day. And if you take the day off, if you don't have a union, big bad boss man's going to try to put you in a corner and take your job away. The unions, we can protect that avenue. But you can get a, mail-in ballot. You can get it mailed to your house, and you can vote at home. But most people don't understand that. If you have a reason you can't work, illness, working, you can have a ballot mailed to your house. We have got to make sure that the middle-class America does everything. You don't have to have $1 million in your pocket to make a change in this country. You just got to have a wherewithal, a heart, and believe.
Well, we talk about this as well, Kevin, that, the Koch brothers are two. They have two votes. You and I are two. We have two votes. So they don't have any more votes than we do. What they do have is the ability to affect who does vote. Now, we were blessed on Tuesday, truly blessed, when Governor Snyder vetoed the voter suppression bills that this very conservative Republican Party here in the state of Michigan tried to ram down the throats of the Michigan voter. Had he had not vetoed that, we would have required an ID when you went to vote and other things that just are especially affect minorities in our state. And we know that minorities, by and large, vote Democrat. So don't tell me that's not about trying to affect the election, because it is. And that's how they do it, Kevin. It's this is not that complicated for them. If they can stop mostly minorities from voting, they have a better chance of winning, and they get that. It's that simple. It really is that simple.
Just voter suppression.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. And they're going to use their money and their power to try to, as we would call, thug it up. They're going to do everything they can to jam it down your throat. And, you know, you got to give Governor Snyder again. We talked about this 2 weeks ago when we were on the show together. We gave him some kudos. By vetoing that bill, he is a Republican, but he said, you know what, the citizens should have a right to do what they need to do when it's vote. Don't take their voting power away. So take your hat off to him.
Yes, and again, I put this on Facebook. I said it this morning. I've actually counseled some of my listeners that emailed me. No, we're not saying all of a sudden he's our best friend, but when he does something right, you got to give him credit. So we do. We give him credit. Thank you.
On this side of the aisle, we have to call, you know, you have to be realistic. And when a person does something right, or a politician does something right, regardless if it's an R or a D on their chest, he did a right thing for citizens of Michigan. And it's the right thing to do.
Well, and his explanation for it was really quite uncomplicated, because he said, the reason I vetoed this is because I thought it created too much confusion in the mind of the voter. Okay, fair enough. I can appreciate that, and I'm glad that you did it. So thank you, Governor. Thank you very much. Certainly, Kevin, when we talk about the importance of money in the election cycle, and it's not like people aren't giving to Democrats, because they are. It's just not going to be at the same level. So we talked and just articulated, okay, we need to get out the vote. We need to, you know, get people to the polls if that's what we need to do. We need to get people registered. You know, these are all things we need to do. Let me go back to one of the first conversations that you and I had in this incarnation in radio, where we talked about, the Teamsters do it really well. The UAW does it really well. Some other unions do it really well. But that's getting your rank and file members involved at the delegate level, in their neighborhoods. You know, just a little bit of political involvement goes a long way towards strengthening our communities. Kevin, this isn't about growing the Democratic Party. It's about growing democracy. And there's a difference between the two, a big difference.
It's what you and I call grassroots effort.
Yeah.
And you get your working class family guys to get out there. And we have a lot of precinct delegates in the state of Michigan. The UAW does a wonderful job with it, too. It's just you cannot be afraid, or you shouldn't be afraid, to go out there and help educate your membership base, the citizens that are working in their community, and get them involved. If you open up their eyes, I just want to change one gear real quick. You would talk about changing an election. Here's one thing that's mind-boggling to me. They're going to have $1 billion to spend. We have the votes, right? If you took 53 million people in America that don't have health care, but they do have a voice to vote, check one vote, they could change this election. You might not have health care, but you could change the direction of America if you just get off the couch and get involved.
Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
10 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Kevin Moore, again, my guest. He's the president of Teamsters Local 299. We've been talking about the political process, voting, money in politics. And Kevin gives that passionate speech right before the break. And you were saying during the break, you've got 125,000 Teamster retirees here in the state of Michigan alone. If we get them energized, they can be the difference. That is the point. Any constituency where there is a significant number of people, if you can get them energized, and certainly organized labor as a constituency, I could go on. But the point is, you know, you sometimes wonder, and tell me you don't do this, because we all do, what's it going to take? How many times have you asked, you know, what will it take? What, you know, what are we going to do to get these people off the couch? And I don't know that we know the answer to that. Look at where we're at right now. And here, let me throw it out to you, because I've been doing this a lot lately. We hear every election cycle, this is the most important election of your life. This one actually is, Kevin. This one is the most important election of our life. Do people not get that?
I don't think they do. I mean, I'm going to date myself. I'm 57 years old. I've been voting in every election since I was eligible to vote. And, yes, my whole union career, we always say this is the most important election in our life. This is the most important election for our children and our grandchildren's lives. You know, I'm middle-aged. This election is for the future of our children, our grandchildren. The stake of middle class, and I cannot not say that it is going to be the evisceration of middle class America if we're not engaged and involved. And you said something a minute ago. We have 120,000 Teamster retirees in the state of Michigan. All the super PAC money, all the far right wing Tea Party rhetoric couldn't stop you at the ballot box. If you want to make a change in the Michigan House, you can yourselves make a change in the Michigan House in this country. And what I said before the break, 53 million Americans on national scale, mothers, single mothers that don't have health care, they can change the direction of the politics in America by just casting your vote.
And they do have a vote.
That is your super PAC.
Absolutely.
That's your super PAC.
You're right. I just got an email from Donna who said that the phone just rang at the office and a retiree called and said, I want to get involved.
That's wonderful.
So it's working.
Keep taking the calls.
It's working. You're right. That is our super PAC. Our vote is our super PAC. Now, the question is, are you registered to vote? And it's a simple form. I've got it on my website. It's prominently displayed there. You can download the form, fill it out, send it into your city clerk, and it's done. It's over with. And you're good. And then you're registered. You just got in the mail, because you live in Dearborn Heights, you just got in the mail your voter registration card,
yes,
right?
Yes.
As did I. I signed it, put it in my wallet. I got it with me. I love having that card. I don't know why. And I said this, you know, when I got it a couple weeks ago. I just love knowing that I can vote. I really get turned on by voting.
I carry mine with me all the time. My wife won't give me mine until she gets a laminated note, because she knows I destroy too much stuff.
Fair enough. I probably should get mine laminated, because when I took my old one out, it was, well, let's just say it looked used. For all intents and purposes, it very much looked used. Let's talk, not necessarily to organized labor, to your membership, just to whoever's listening right now. For me, this is kind of simple. I don't think we need to complicate this. And I've asked people to kind of suspend their political ideology, forget Democrat and Republican, and ask yourself when you go to vote, when you're thinking about who you're going to vote for, it's a simple question. Which candidate, no matter what it is, whether it's a judge, president, Congress, whatever, which candidate best represents my interests? Just that simple question, Kevin. If people would just ask themselves that simple question and then vote accordingly. I really do believe, because I'm the liberal Democrat that I am, but I really do believe we would elect a lot more Democrats.
Oh, I truly believe that. What we got to do is we got to stop listening to the wedge issues, you know, the guns, the gays, the marriage, and sit down and look at your family when your husband comes home. Has his paycheck increased in the last 7 years, or is he going in a concessionary mode? Does the Karl Rove, the Koch brothers of America, really care if your child and you have an opportunity to send him to college without strapping him with $120,000 worth of debt that he'll be paying off for the rest of his life? Or is that Democrat going to try to make sure that, like Debbie Stabenow and the House Representative Bill Purcell's doing with the Bring Our Jobs Back to America? If you're making $500,000 a year, I get that you're a Republican, because, you know, they're going to put money into your pocket off the backs of working class people. I get that. But don't confuse yourself. I mean, do not confuse yourself. We have to make sure. And you know what kills me is even the far right Republicans got to understand that without a middle class engine in this country, they're not going to make the billions of dollars they do. We have to have a thriving middle class. Tony, you and I grew up in an era where our fathers had an income where they could go to work, and their mother raised you at home, and you made sure that you got your homework and your home for dinner before dad got home, because then you paid the price. Now it's mothers and fathers are working, kids are in latchkey, there is no family dinners, they're breaking the fiber of the family of middle class America, and they're proud of doing it.
I had an interesting conversation with my son, Anthony, the other day. Now, my son and your son are the exact same age. My son, Anthony.
And friends.
Yeah, and friends, absolutely. And I'm concerned for their generation. I am. It's not that they're not bright, because they are. It's not that they don't have a work ethic, because we've taught them what a work ethic is. They don't have opportunity, Kevin. They don't. And we need to start talking a little more honestly about this. Somebody just sends me an email that our retirees are a finite and not infinite. They're going to go away. They're going to pass away at some point. And if we don't start engaging and energizing young people, and they do have some responsibility. Your son, my son, have some responsibility in what their future looks like. But we also have, Kevin, some responsibility in what their future looks like. And I'm very concerned. I'm just being honest. I'm very concerned with the way it looks right now.
Well, I'm definitely afraid of the future of the young people, your son and my son. And it's even scarier to think about my grandchildren. they're going to be strapped with college debt. There's no guarantee. I mean, you see the economy right now, and people that come out of University of Michigan, I have friends that have children that come out of University of Michigan with a great degree from U of M or Michigan State, and they're working for less than I have working a guy that's a middle-class guy in a job that's 23-year-old is a tradesman for the Michigan Building Trades.
Brother, thank you.
God bless you.
Great conversation, great response, both on online and on email. So thank you so much. All right, folks, that's it. Jeff, thank you very much. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your morning commute, 75 northbound, just before 14 mile. That accident that has your left shoulder block, that is now in the clearing stages. Heading over to 7 mile westbound at Woodward, that is blocked. That's due to a fallen tree. The Davidson at 75, you got standing water at the end of the ramp to 75 northbound. Harper Avenue, just south of East 9 Mile, you want to avoid this area. That's blocked. That's due to fallen power cables. And 96 eastbound at Wyoming, that exit is blocked. That's due to a fallen light pole. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, scattered storms and a high of 94. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until this evening due to the excessive heat. Tonight, the storm chances continue with a low of 76. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 98. Right now, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.